Welcome to the Western Magazine Hour, stories and articles about the American West, produced at the Recording Library of West Texas.
Hello, this is Michael. I'm reading from True West Magazine, January-February 2024 edition. Kendrick's Northern Cowboys by Rob Kendrick. Growing up in the Texas Panhandle, I often visited a cousin who worked at the 6666 Ranch, one of the old historic outfits in Texas, so I'm quite familiar with the cowboy lifestyle. Though I've never been drawn to doing the actual work of a cowboy, I do connect with some of the essentials they hold dear. Raw land, solitude, self-reliance, trusting those you work with, earning respect, and being your own boss. Many of them might laugh at my comparison between common threads we share, since their work is so much more physical, dangerous, and less rewarding financially. But I think some of the ranching men and women I've gotten to know over the years would understand. I have been drawn to photograph cowboys for 25 years, and tent type for the past 6 years. The tent type process takes me even closer to the cowboys in important ways, I believe. It requires more patience, and making each plate by hand has shown me that I'm not always in control. Environment, weather, and chance always play a part in the final product. In this world of yesterday deadlines and perfect digital photography, I find a renewed awareness that patience and serendipity are important gifts. I would like to thank all those who gave me time and tolerance, allowing me to photograph them in this arcane style of photography that slowed us all down so that we could get to know each other a little bit better. People who have seen my cowboy photos often ask if I have styled the cowboys. Do I tie their scarves just so? Did I ask them to put the leather brush cuffs on their arms? Did I turn up their shirt collars like that? The answer to all these questions is a clear no. I do not have much to do with anything of their clothes or their look. I photograph the men and women exactly as I found them. These are their ordinary workaday outfits, not costumes, not dress-up. Every piece and feature serves a purpose in their jobs. It's amazing and refreshing that in the early 21st century, there are still people who get to go to work dressed like this. In Minden, Nebraska, I met Tom Kelly and his two daughters on their small family ranch, one of the increasingly few family ranches left in the West. I made my first mistake with Tom by inadvertently running my trailer tires about a foot off the driveway onto his grass. Tom was visibly upset, but he gently informed me that he considered grass absolutely precious. It was hard to grow and keep in the dry plains of Nebraska, and it was the thing that kept his ranch going, the thing that fed his cattle, from which the family earned their living. I felt terrible, but Tom quickly forgave me and made me feel very welcome at his home. When it was time to leave the Kellys, Tom, who raised his daughters to be excellent horsewomen and ranchers, pulled me aside and said, "Rob, please promise me one thing, that you'll get it right." I knew exactly what he meant. His way of life is misunderstood in many ways. Cowboys are sometimes thought of as a brutish drinking lot with little respect for the environment. The truth, as I saw it, was that these are kind, family-centered people with great respect for nature, animals, and God's gifts, and for a hard day's work. I'm sure Tom will let me know if I succeeded or not. Rob Kendrick is a sixth-generation Texan who contributes regularly to National Geographic and focuses his efforts on in-depth projects that use historic photographic techniques, such as the tintype process. He currently resides in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico. True West Magazine, January-February 2024 edition. The Death Tent by Bob Bozbell. Frank Dalton and James Cole versus Dave Smith, Will Towerley, and Mr. and Mrs. Dixon. Based on the research of Robert Ernst and George R. Stump, with extra reporting by Mark Boardman. November 27, 1887. Working out of Fort Smith, Arkansas, Deputy U.S. Marshal Frank Dalton is tracking a horse thief named Dave Smith in the Cherokee Nation. Dalton is accompanied by Deputy James Cole, who also has an arrest warrant for Smith for introducing whiskey in the Indian Territory. The two track the suspect to a river bottom camp where they see a large tent and hear men, women, and children eating breakfast inside. Both lawmen dismount and walked toward the tent on foot. Dalton approaches the south side and Cole the north. Dalton opens the tent flap with his left hand while holding his rifle in his right. As he leans in, Lizzie Smith, wife of the horse thief, grabs Dalton's rifle barrel and pushes it up. Startled, Dalton jumps back as Dave puts down the kid he is holding, grabs a rifle, and lunges out of the tent. Dalton says, "Don't shoot, I want no trouble." But Dave fires point blank, hitting the lawman into the chest. Deputy Cole, coming around from the other side of the tent, fires, hitting Dave in the back. Everyone inside the tent comes out bursting out of the flap as Cole, startled, backs up and trips over a tent rope. One of the men, Lee Dixon, fires, nearly grazing Cole in the chest. Lee's wife, Jenny, grabs hold of Cole's rifle barrel to push it away, but Cole breaks free and fires, hitting Jenny in the chest, then Lee in the shoulder. Joe and Elizabeth Pearson flee with their six-month-old daughter towards the woods. Cole heads toward cover, running by Dalton and asking if he's hurt. When he receives no answer, Cole takes cover behind a tree as bullets whiz around him. Cole empties his rifle, then hides deeper amongst the trees to reload. He hears two rifle shots. Seeing Cole retreat, Will Towerley runs up to Dalton and puts two bullets in the lawman's face. In another version, Towerley puts the barrel of his gun in the mouth of the lawman, who is pleading for his life. Cole makes his way back to Fort Smith for help, while Towerley takes Dalton's rifle and flees. The bloodbath is over, but the killing is not. Aftermath odds and ends. A large posse returned to the scene later that day. Frank Dalton and Dave Smith were dead, as was Jenny Dixon. Dave was buried near the tent. Lee Dixon would also pass away from his wounds suffered during the gunfight. In nearly a week, on December 3rd, lawmen tracked down William Towerley at his family's farm near Atoka, Indian Territory, and killed him during a shootout. Deputy U.S. Marshal Ed Stokely was also gunned down during the gun battle to capture Towerley. Frank Dalton's brothers, Bob, Gratt, and Emmett, joined the deputy marshal's ranks, but Bob was soon fired for taking a bribe and amid rumors of cattle rustling. The two other brothers resigned. Bob and Gratt died in the ill-fated dual bank robbery attempt in Coffeyville, Kansas in 1892. A decade after the Dalton fight, James Cole was convicted of manslaughter for killing a man during another arrest attempt. True West Magazine, January-February 2024 edition. Silver Screen Buckaroos by Stuart Rosebrook. Films and television shows featuring real working cowboys have made America's icon famous worldwide since 1894. In America's first film studio in New Jersey, Thomas Edison produced the first westerns starring real cowboys, cowgirls, vaqueros, and American Indians. Director William K.L. Dixon and cinematographer William Heiss made Annie Oakley, Bucking Bronco, Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Dance, Lasso Thrower, Mexican Knife Duel, and Sioux Ghost Dance. Shot on 35mm black and white film, the shorts were less than 60 seconds long, but they were the first westerns and the first to employ real working cowboys, vaqueros, and native people, all of whom worked for Buffalo Bill's Cody's Wild West show. 130 years later, working cowboys and cowgirls are still a large part of the film and television industry. From Hollywood to Santa Fe, from Tucson to Fort Worth, current film companies, including Taylor Sheridan's Bosque Ranch Productions, continue to depend on real, experienced Western wranglers to make their movies and streaming shows authentic. True West editors tip their hats to the cowboys and cowgirls who gave up their real work on the range in exchange for real, R-E-E-L, work in Hollywood. Without them bringing authenticity to the art form, the American cowboy would not be the worldwide icon we love and admire so much today. The following portfolio is dedicated to those real cowboys and cowgirls who entertained us with their hard-earned skills with a rope and a horse. As South Dakota cowboy, rodeo champion, and actor Casey Tibbs loved to say, "Let her buck." True West Magazine, January-February 2024. Best of the West, Western Wear by Stuart Rosebrook. Cowboy up. Across the Americas, from the fields to parades, Western Wear is the uniform of working men and women. In 2024, cowboy hats and boots are the fashion rage across the globe. Beyond boots and hats, Western clothing for all seasons is also driving sales from Montana to Texas. And Old West fashion isn't exclusive to just ranching, rodeo, and reenactors, but also farming and mining, logging and forestry. And don't forget entertainment. From Hollywood to Nashville, film, television, and music productions, including Taylor Sheridan's Yellowstone universe, are influencing the surge in the worldwide popularity of Western wear. True West editors are grateful to all the Old West enthusiasts behind boot, hat, and clothing companies, expanding their lines to reflect historic fashion trends from the 1860s to the present. Get Western should be the motto for True West readers who love the American West. So check out our 2024 Best of the West companies and tack yourself up. Best Western Bootmaker, Tecovas, Austin, Texas. For the second year in a row, the editor's choice for best bootmaker is Tecovas. The handcrafted men's and women's boots have taken the cowboy boot marketplace by storm since Paul Hedrick founded the innovative Western brand in 2015. The Austin, Texas-based company has all its boots handmade in its Leon, Guanajuato, Mexico factory and ships them to customers worldwide. In addition to 10 Texas stores, Tecovas operates retail shops selling boots, clothing, and accessories in 17 additional states. Online, TECOVAS.com. Reader's Choice, Lachise, El Paso, Texas. Best Western Hat Maker, Stetson Hat Co., Garland, Texas. For the second year in a row, Hat Co., the parent company of Stetson, is the editor's choice for best hat maker. The most storied cowboy hat company in the world is also the international distributor for Dobbs, Charlie One Horse, Wrangler, and Resist All hats to fine retail establishments worldwide. HAT-CO.com. Reader's Choice, Ty, Catalina Hatters, Bryan, Texas, and Knudsen Hat Company, Golden Gate Western Wear, Richmond, California. Best Western Clothing Maker, Miller International, Cinch Brand, Denver, Colorado. In 1918, Philip Miller moved to Denver for health reasons and to sell hats for his family's New York City-based Miller Brothers Hats. Miller's trip to Denver evolved into a Western clothing business and a passion for the American West. The Miller Ranch and Cinch brands are based on the traditions and values that made the company a significant part of Western heritage and culture. Online, RockyMountainClothing.com. Reader's Choice, Recollections, Hawks, Missouri. Best Period Western Clothing Maker, Michael J. Gooley Designs, Bellevue, Colorado. For the second year in a row, Michael J. Gooley Designs is the editor's choice. Gooley has been creating leather goods for customers worldwide for four decades. The Colorado company specializes in making buffalo coats, deer skin, buckskin dresses, and rawhide coats, many of which have appeared in film and television. Online, Michael J. Gulli Designs.com. Reader's Choice, Scully Wahmaker, Oxnard, California. True West, January-February 2024. Best of the West, Heritage Travel by True West editors and Stuart Rosebrook. The Call of the West. People from around the world are drawn to the Western United States. Whether as passengers on a Santa Fe Super Chief, a station wagon on Route 66, or a Boeing 707, tourists flooded the West in the 1950s. For the last 70 years, with the construction of interstate highways and the rapid growth of airline travel, tourism has grown into one of the top five economic drivers of the Western states. At the heart of Western tourism are the men and women who day after day keep the West alive through their dedicated work in museums and preservation, historic hotels and saloons, local rodeos, and heritage events. At True West, we celebrate these determined Westerners who give tons of thousands of hours annually to welcoming visitors to their hometowns and providing them opportunities to create memories that will last a lifetime. Best place to live like an old West cowboy. Winter, Bandera, Texas. The self-proclaimed cowboy capital of the world, Bandera is a wonderful, small, historic town in the Texas Hill Country, and the perfect place to live like an Old West cowboy in the wintertime. Whether you stay at a local resort, hotel, or Airbnb, you can't go far without encountering the cowboy lifestyle that dominates life in Bandera. Downtown is a great place to spend time immersing yourself in the cowboy way at Arky Blue's Silver Dollar Saloon, the 11th Street Cowboy Bar, the Frontier Times Museum, the Western Trail Antiques and Marketplace, Bandera General Store, and Cedar Street Market. And schedule time to enjoy the Bandera Cattle Company Gunfighters, who perform downtown at Rattlesnake Ridge behind the Visitor Center. Online, BanderaCowboyCapital.com. Reader's Choice, Prescott, Arizona. Best place to live like an Old West cowboy, summer. Sheridan, Wyoming. In 1882, John D. Laux founded Sheridan, which he named in honor of his commanding officer in the Civil War. The gateway city to the Bighorn Mountains and Little Bighorn Country of Montana, Sheridan became an economic center for the bi-state region after the railroad arrived in 1892. Today, visitors can stroll historic downtown, visit local landmarks, King Ropes and the Mint Bar, tour the local Brenton, Sheridan County, and Bozeman Trail Museums, and stay at Buffalo Bill Cody's fully restored Sheridan Inn. Online, SheridanWyoming.org. Reader's Choice, Durango, Colorado. Best Old West Gunfighter Town, Deadwood, South Dakota. The epicenter of the gold rush of 1874 to 76 that transformed the Black Hills Deadwood was founded to supply the rush of miners everything they needed to survive. Supplies, saloons, and soiled doves. Visitors who walk the streets of Deadwood today should start at the Visitor Center in the restored railroad station for a map of the city, directions to local museums, daily events, gunfight reenactments, historic sites, and the Mount Moriah Cemetery, where Wild Bill Hickok and Calamity Jane are buried near each other. Online, Deadwood.com. Reader's Choice, Tombstone, Arizona. Best Preserved Pioneer Town Recreated. Sturr Museum of the Prairie Pioneer, Grand Island, Nebraska. A hands-on living history experience tells of the story of early town building in Nebraska. For 40-plus years, the renowned educational center and outdoor living history museum, called A Crossroads in Time, has given visitors from around the world an authentic glimpse of frontier Nebraska prairie town life, while preserving and portraying the pioneers' inspiring stories of life on the Great Plains. Online, sturmuseum.org. Reader's Choice, Old Cowtown, Wichita, Kansas. Best Old West Art Town, Cody, Wyoming. From galleries to museums, Cody, Wyoming is a Western art lover's dream come true. Start at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West's Whitney Western Art Museum, then head downtown to tour and shop at the art galleries, saddle shops, and Western artisan stores. Don't miss the month-long Buffalo Bill Art Show and sale every August and September, and the Rendezvous Royale Western Art Celebration, the fourth week of every September. Online, CodyChamber.org. Reader's Choice, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Best Town for Historic Entertainment, Amarillo, Texas. When traveling through the panhandle of Texas, a must-stop city for historic entertainment is Amarillo. The American Quarter Horse Hall and Fame and Museum is a must-see, as are the Amarillo Museum of Art, Quahati Museum of the American Indian, and Bill's Backyard Classics. The Big Texan serves up giant steak challenges daily, so make sure and have a great Western meal at a roadside landmark when in town. And don't miss side trips to nearby Canyon, home of the world-class Panhandle Plains Historical Museum and Palo Duro Canyon State Park. Online, visit Amarillo.com. Reader's Choice, Deadwood, South Dakota. Best Living History Farm Museum. Mahaffey Stagecoach Stop and Farm Museums, Olathe, Kansas. Open year-round, the Living History Center entertains and educates visitors about 1860s Kansas frontier life. All generations will enjoy learning about the day-to-day responsibilities of farm living, including the raising and caring of horses, chickens, and other livestock. Don't miss a tour of the Agricultural Heritage Farm and its farm implement and wagon collection. Online, mahaffie.org. Reader's Choice, Grand Encampment Museum Encampment, Wyoming. Best Historic Town Tour, Bisbee, Arizona. Visitors to the mining town of Bisbee will discover a wealth of information on the historic town tour. One of the highlights is the Bisbee Mining and Historical Museum, located in the former headquarters of the Copper Queen Consolidated Mining Company. Next door to the Copper Queen Hotel, a great place to stay when in town, there are many choices in touring Bisbee. Ghost tours, jeep tours, walking tours, golf cart and e-bike tours. Make sure to schedule time to take the Underground Queen Mine tour also. Online, discoverbisbee.com. Reader's Choice, Cody Trolley Tool, Cody, Wyoming. Best Promotion of a Historic Place, Prescott, Arizona. Promotions of Prescott, the original territorial capital of Arizona, have made the city a popular destination. Check with the Chamber of Commerce for a full calendar of annual Old West events held at the Courthouse Plaza. Don't miss Frontier Days and the world's oldest rodeo every 4th of July. Online, visit-prescott.com. Reader's Choice, Abilene, Kansas. Best Old West Town to Live In, Virginia City, Nevada City, Montana. For the second year in a row, the historic communities of Virginia City and Nevada City are the editor's choice for Best Old West Town to Live In. The rush into the hills led to numerous claims and the founding of Virginia City, Montana. Once the territorial capital of Montana, the historic Living History Village invites visitors to stay and immerse themselves in the heritage community with its Old West entertainment, lodging, restaurants, and activities, including stagecoach and train rides. Online, virginiacity.com. Reader's Choice, Tombstone, Arizona. Best Historic Railroad of the West, Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad, Durango, Colorado. Located in the heart of the San Juan Mountains on the banks of the Animas River in southwest Colorado, the world-famous Durango-Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad Station is right downtown, a short walk from the historic district and the Strader Hotel. The round-trip ride into history on the Narrow Gauge Railway to Silverton and back is one of the greatest heritage rail experiences in North America. The train runs all year with special excursions during the heart of winter. Online, DurangoTrain.com. Reader's Choice, Tie, Georgetown Loop Railroad, Georgetown, Colorado. Nevada Northern Railroad, Ely, Nevada. Best Who Slept Here Hotel, Buffalo Bill's Irma Hotel, Cody, Wyoming. Built by Buffalo Bill Cody in 1902 and named after his daughter, the Irma Hotel is still a gem just outside the east entrance of Yellowstone National Park. Relax in modern accommodations or choose to stay in historic rooms enjoyed by Annie Oakley, Calamity Jane, Frederick Remington, or Bill Cody himself. Don't miss the restaurant and historic saloon with the Cherrywood Bar, a gift to Cody from Britain's Queen Victoria. Online, IrmaHotel.com. Reader's Choice, the Occidental Hotel, Buffalo, Wyoming. Best Heritage Hotel, the Strader Hotel, Durango, Colorado. The Strata Hotel in the historic district of Durango, Colorado, is the perfect place to stay when vacationing in the Animas River Valley city, made internationally famous by the Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad. Opened in 1887, the Strata is a landmark hotel, luxuriously maintained and preserved with antiques throughout the historic inn and its well-appointed rooms. Don't miss an evening in the Diamond Bell Saloon and dinner in the Mahogany Grill. Online, strata.com. Reader's Choice, Bullock Hotel, Deadwood, South Dakota. Best Dude Ranch of the West, Tombstone Monument Ranch and Cattle Company, Tombstone, Arizona. Conveniently located miles from the historic district of Tombstone, this 1880s working cattle ranch, built to resemble old Tombstone, is the perfect retreat where you can earn your spurs while immersing in legendary history of Cochise County. Guests can stay in the Grand Hotel, the Marshal's Office, or even the jail. Enjoy a drink, music, and entertainment in the old Trapman Saloon. Guests can choose different trail riding experiences, from working cattle to a history tour on horseback. Owned and operated by True Guest Ranches, Tombstone Monument Ranch and Cattle Company is definitely a place to return to year after year. Who knows, you might even find yourself back in time as you ride into town and tie up your horse on Allen Street. Online, TombstoneMonumentRanch.com. Reader's Choice, Rouse's 1 Plus 1 Ranch, Burwell, Nebraska. Best Heritage Bed and Breakfast, Nagel Warren Mansion Bed and Breakfast, Cheyenne, Wyoming. If you're looking for one of the nicest, most sophisticated and historic bed and breakfasts in the state of Wyoming, look no further than the Nagel Warren Mansion Bed and Breakfast in Cheyenne. Known as the Duchess of Cheyenne, the 1888 Victorian-era home is beautifully decorated in the style prevalent in 1900. Guests can choose between mansion or coach rooms, all of which are beautifully appointed. Breakfast and afternoon tea are served daily. Reservations are required for Clara's High Tea and the seasonal Emily's Summer Garden Tea. Online, NagelWarrenMansion.com. Reader's Choice, Russ House, Tombstone, Arizona. Best Historic Guest Ranch, Mayan Dude Ranch, Bandera, Texas. Where a Western welcome awaits you is the motto of the Mayan Dude Ranch in Bandera. Visitors can enjoy nearly 350 acres of ranch land from the banks of the Medina River to the ranch house with its picturesque views, trail rides, cowboy breakfasts, and hay rides, and big Western-style dinners are all part of the fun at this Western guest ranch. Online, MayanRanch.com. Reader's Choice, Concho Hills Guest Ranch, Magdalena, New Mexico. Best Cowboy Poetry Gathering, Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, Prescott, Arizona. One of the nation's most celebrated cowboy poetry events, the Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering will be held August 8th through the 10th, 2024. For more than three decades, the gathering has celebrated the traditions, history, and culture of cowboy music and poetry. Every year, the popular event attracts more than three dozen poets and singers who share their love and passion for the working cowboy and ranching way of life through verse and song. Online, azcowboyspoets.org. Reader's Choice, Durango Cowboy Poetry Gathering, Durango, Colorado. Best Cowboy Music Gathering, Montana Cowboy Poetry Gathering, and Western Music Rendezvous, Lewistown, Montana. R.W. Hampton will headline the long weekend of fun in Lewiston from Thursday through Sunday, August 8th through 11th, 2024. The popular gathering celebrates the Western ranching lifestyle and the heritage of the American cowboy of the Northern Rockies. The gathering will have 70 cowboy poets and Western musicians and over 20 popular vendors. Online, MontanaCowboyPoetryGathering.com. Reader's Choice, Red Steagall Cowboy Gathering and Western Swing Festival, Fort Worth, Texas. Best Old West Mounted Reenactment, Little Bighorn Battlefield, Crow Agency, Montana. Near Gary Owen, Montana, on the Crow Nation, the Real Bird family hosts the annual reenactment of the Battle of the Little Bighorn. Watch Native Braves and cavalry troopers crash through the river and battle along its banks, where some believe Custer was killed. The reenactment is held over 2 weekends in June in conjunction with the anniversary of the battle. In 2024, it will be held June 21st through the 23rd. Online, littlebighornreenactment.com. Reader's Choice, tie. Green River Rendezvous, Pinedale, Wyoming. Defeat of Jesse James Days, Northfield, Montana. Best Old West Reenactment Group, Six Guns and Shady Ladies, El Paso, Texas. Six Guns and Shady Ladies has entertained audiences across the country since Bernie and Melissa Sargent founded the El Paso Troupe in 1998. With nearly 50 skits, the Wild West Reenactment Group brings humor and history to every show with thrilling gunfights, including the famous Four Dead in 5 Seconds. Online, six, gunsandshadyladies.homestead.com. Reader's Choice, Prescott Regulators and Their Shady Ladies, Prescott, Arizona. Best Wild West Show, OK Corral, Tombstone, Arizona. Discover legendary Tombstone at the OK Corral Historic Complex, a unique step back into the Old West, a true encounter with history and the town too tough to die. In the historic district on Allen Street, visitors can watch Wyatt Earp, Doc Holliday, Virgil and Morgan Earp shoot it out with the McLaurys and Clantons in daily reenactments of the gunfight at the OK Corral in the streets of Tombstone Theater. Online, ok-corral.com. Reader's Choice, Deadwood Alive, Deadwood, South Dakota. Best Historic Western Rodeo, the world's oldest rodeo, Prescott, Arizona. Since 1888, the Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo has been held over the 4th of July weekend. The world's oldest rodeo will celebrate its 136th annual performance with 8 shows, July 1st through the 7th, 2024. In conjunction with the rodeo, the always popular annual Prescott Frontier Days Parade is scheduled for 9 a.m. Saturday, July 6th, and the rodeo dance the evenings of July 4th through the 7th. Online, worldsoldestrodeo.com. Reader's Choice, Cheyenne Frontier Days, Cheyenne, Wyoming. True West Magazine, January, February 2024. Best of the West, Western Fair, by True West. Come and get it! Historic Western-style restaurants, saloons, and dinner shows keep the Old West alive. Across the West, from small towns to big cities, authentic, local, historic restaurants and saloons are working hard to offer the best in traditional, locally sourced Western cuisine. Local beer, wine, and distilled spirits are also on the menu at heritage venues across the West. Rodeos, county fairs, and festivals, including popular cowboy shows and chuck wagon cook-offs, draw great numbers of attendees in all seasons. True West editors encourage our readers at home or while traveling in the Western United States to support the local historic venues and their proprietors who are keeping the Old West alive, one drink and one meal at a time. Best Historic Saloon of the West, Miners and Stockman's Steakhouse and Spirits, Hartville, Wyoming. Open year-round, Thursday through Sunday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Miners and Stockman's has the oldest bar in Wyoming and is famous for its steaks and whiskey selection. Its Brunswick bar was made in Germany in 1862 and was originally used in the Fort Laramie Officers Club. Miners first settled the area in the 1870s, and the town was founded in 1884. Online, wyomingsoldestbar.com. Reader's Choice, The Palace Restaurant and Saloon, Prescott, Arizona. Best Historic Restaurant, Big Nose Kate's, Tombstone, Arizona. Big Nose Kate's Saloon was once the Grand Hotel, originally built in 1881. On October 25, 1881, the night before the gunfight behind the OK Corral, the Clantons and the McLowrys were guests here. This was the place to stay. A number of changes have been made to the structure since it burned down and has been rebuilt. The bar area, housed in the basement of the old hotel, is now located on the main level. In the basement is a gift shop, but the tunnel leading to the mine shafts still exists. The saloon holds the Grand Hotel's original long bar, the only one that survived the fire of 1882, and is still serving thirsty patrons. Imagine setting your elbows down on the very place that the Earps, Doc Holliday, and the Clantons once did. Online, BigNoseKatesTombstone.com. Reader's Choice, The Buckhorn Exchange, Denver, Colorado. Best Chuck Wagon Cook-Off, Chandler Chuck Wagon Cook-Off, Chandler, Arizona. The Old West-style cook-off is hosted by the Chandler Museum the second week of every November and has quickly become a signature community event with competitors entering from all over the country. Festival goers will enjoy the one-day event at Tumbleweed Ranch, where Chuck Wagon competitors wear period dress and prepare their meals with period equipment and cooking methods as if they were on an 1880s cattle drive. Online, partnersoftumbleweedranch.org. Reader's Choice, National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Best Chuck Wagon Show and Supper, Fort Hays Chuck Wagon Supper and Show, Rapid City, South Dakota. Held at the Fort Hays Old West Town Square, this event is fun for the whole family and produced in the style of the famous Branson, Missouri variety music shows. The Old West Dinner Theater, with its hearty Western meal, features the Fort Hays Wranglers and is open annually mid-May until the end of September. Online, MountRushmoreTours.com. Reader's Choice, Flying W Ranch Chuck Wagon Dinner and Western Show, Colorado Springs, Colorado. True West, January-February 2024. Best of the West, Western Preservation, by Jana Bombersback. Love Them All. Pick my favorite column of 2023? No way. I am supposed to write about my favorite Old West savior of 2023. The problem is, I don't have a favorite column from last year. I loved everyone. I loved every determined, stubborn, sock-it-to-me fearlessness that revealed again and again American strong stories. I loved every one of the folks taking chances and putting it all on the line because they knew their piece of our American legacy needed them. That's the joy of this column. Joy like Arizona's Francis Willard Munns, the fierce teacher who got women the right to vote in the brand new 48th state in 1912. This was after territorial women had spent decades trying to get the legislature to recognize that women struggled as anxiously as men in building the state. My February-March column detailed a statue of Frances sponsored by the Arizona Women's History Alliance. It would be the first statuette of an individual woman at the Statehouse Plaza. Boy, does she deserve that honor. In April, I got to revisit one of my favorite spots in my original home state of North Dakota, the Chateau de Marais in Medora. Not only is this hunting lodge worth a tour, but any visit to Medora is exciting. In May, I learned tons about ranching from the Ranching Museum in Lubbock, Texas. And boy, are these folks proud of the incredible history they're showcasing. In June, I met Kenneth Thomas of Wyoming, who has written dozens of books about the American Indian children. I was gifted one of them, Naya Nuki, that led me to track him down for the whole story. The July-August issue took me inside Tombstone's St. Paul's, the oldest Protestant church in Arizona. I don't know what impressed me more, the beautiful and beloved church building, or its creative and enthusiastic female pastor, the Reverend Heather Rose. In September, I profiled the newest variation on Montana's oldest dude ranch, the O.T.O. Ranch, 1898 to 1939. It's finding new life as a pop-up dude ranch. Check it out. In October, I told you about the oldest Old West savior, Arizona's San Xavier del Bac. If you have no other reason to visit Arizona, going to view this over 200-year-old Catholic mission is reason enough. In November, I found two women who have turned an abandoned North Dakota school into a fabric art center and brought new life to a tiny town. And in December, the Trinidad, Colorado Fox Theater caught my eye and showed that this is a city determined to save its heritage. So now I'm on the search for another year of columns about folks who are America's historical patriots. Best preservation of a historic Western building. Wyoming Territorial Prison State Historic Site, Laramie, Wyoming. Built in 1872, the Wyoming Territorial Prison held the West's most violent and desperate outlaws, including the notorious Butch Cassidy, during the dramatic time of Wyoming's federal territorial days and early statehood. The Wyoming prison is now a museum and includes an exhibit on Cassidy. Visitors can tour the warden's quarters, the horse barn, prison industry's broom factory, visitor center, historic buildings, as well as picnic and enjoy a nature trail. Online, wyoparks.wyo.gov. Reader's Choice, Fort Smith National Historic Site, Fort Smith, Arkansas. Best Preserved Historic Trail, Santa Fe National Historical Trail, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, New Mexico. The international highway between the United States and the state of Santa Fe de Nuevo Mexico changed North American history and began American citizen settlement in the far southwest. Today, travelers can enjoy revisiting the historic highway from western Missouri to New Mexico with trail markers, civic centers, main streets, museums, and historic sites marking the way for exploration and education about the trail's significance. Online, nps.gov. Reader's Choice, Pony Express National Historic Trail, Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Utah, Nevada, California. Best Preservation Effort of the West, Fox West Theater, Trinidad, Colorado. Since 1908, the Fox West has been a major landmark in Trinidad. It's one of its tallest buildings, the only second-story balcony in the whole area, and has seating for 650. Originally, the theater was flanked by a saloon on one side and a drugstore on the other. Modernization converted it from a performing stage to a movie house in 1929. In 2018, the city bought it and has recently reopened the first stages of the preservation of Trinidad's oldest and favorite theater. Online, foxwesttheater.com. Reader's Choice, San Xavier del Bac, Tucson, Arizona. Best Historic Cemetery of the West, Concordia Cemetery, El Paso, Texas. El Paso's historic Concordia Cemetery is home to 60,000 beloved and not so beloved souls, including the notorious gunslinger John Wesley Hardin. Walk the grounds and remember the heroes, heroines, and common folk who rest eternally in Concordia. Buffalo soldiers, Texas Rangers, Civil War veterans, early Mormon pioneers, and some local legends. Online, ConcordiaCemetery.org. Reader's Choice, Boot Hill, Dodge City, Kansas. Best Preserved Historic Fort of the West, Fort Concho, San Angelo, Texas. For the second year in a row, True West honors Fort Concho for its extraordinary preservation efforts and living history programs. Built in 1867 as a strategic U.S. Army outpost during the post-Civil War conflict with the Southern Plains tribes, Fort Concho served its purpose effectively until it was closed in 1889. The city of San Angelo handles staffing and the preservation of the historic landmark, museum, and 23 fort buildings. Walk in the footsteps of soldiers and their families who lived at the fort and tour officers' row and quarters, the enlisted men's barracks, post headquarters, hospital, schoolhouse, and chapel. Fort Concho hosts annual living history events, including Buffalo Soldier Heritage Day in February and Fort Concho Frontier Day in April. Online, fortconcho.com. Reader's Choice, Fort Laramie National Historic Site, Laramie, Wyoming. Best Architecturally Preserved Western Town, Silverton, Colorado. Gold and silver were found in 1860, but miners didn't return to the Animas River Canyon to seek their fortunes until after the Civil War. In 1874, the town of Silverton was laid out and the boom was on. In 1882, the Denver and Rio Grande Railroad reached Silverton. At its height, over 2,000 called Silverton home, with more than 400 buildings, including 29 saloons. Today, historic Silverton is a popular tourist destination and the terminus of the internationally acclaimed Durango-Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad. Online, silvertoncolorado.com. Reader's Choice, Wallace, Idaho. True West, January-February 2024. Best of the West, Firearms, by Phil Spangenberger. 1894 Winchester, America's Deer Rifle. Considered one of the world's best hunting rifles since its inception, it's also been a favorite with cowboys and lawmen. Whenever riflemen make a list of classic hunting rifles, Winchester's 1894 lever action is sure to be at or near the top. Sometimes known as America's Deer Rifle, its lightweight and easy-to-carry design, combined with a smooth, fast-shooting capability, continues to rank the model 1894 as a favorite short-range hunting rifle, well over a century after its introduction. Designed along the lines of firearms genius John M. Browning's 1886 and 1892 models, Winchester introduced his then-latest design lever action on August 21, 1894. This slick new rifle enjoyed the latest improvements John Browning could dream up. Besides using stronger nickel steel barrels as standard equipment of the model 1894, the design used a single thick steel locking bolt near the rear of the gun's breech block, rather than the two vertically sliding locking bolts of its earlier inspirations, thus allowing additional room for the receiver to handle the new, longer, smokeless powder cartridges. Interestingly, while this rifle was conceived especially to handle the then-new, high-pressure, smokeless powder cartridges, the company's ammunition makers were experiencing unforeseen production problems. Due to the restructuring of commercial ammunition loading, where a few grains of smokeless powder could make a considerable difference in a gun's performance, the actual introduction of these revolutionary new loads was delayed until the following year, and the first 1894 Winchesters were shipped in the black powder chamberings of .32-40 and .38-55 calibers. In the August 1895 catalog, when the powerful new ammunition was being made available, the 94 made its smokeless powder debut, as it was originally intended to be introduced. In the newly developed chamberings of 2035 and 30 Winchester Centerfire, 30 WCF. It was this latter round, also nicknamed 3030, that through the decades has become synonymous with and is often the more popular designation for the 1894 model. In some parts of the USA, that's pronounced 30-30. With its more powerful, longer-reaching smokeless powder loads, the 1894 model quickly gained acceptance with hunters, especially out west, where game was becoming scarcer and more wary. The stout new lever gun also garnered a reputation for ease of handling and reliability, with lawmen, ranchers, railroaders, and others, including some military types. Although the 94 Winchester was never a standard-issue weapon, it was purchased by several state militia units. The rifle also made quite a name for itself in the wilds of Alaska during that state's gold rush of 1898. Its loose, rugged action, which resisted the freezing temperatures of the North Country, coupled with its large trigger guard, favored by those gloved and mitten-wearing adventurers, earned it the moniker of Klondike Model, with many who trekked that cold country. During the First World War, the U.S. government purchased 1,800 model 1894 Winchesters, along with 50,000 30-30 cartridges for the Army Signal Corps serving in the Pacific Northwest. The 94s were used to protect the harvesting of the Sitka spruce lumber used for framing fighter airplane fuselages. As testament to its popularity, within a scant half dozen years of its introduction, over 200,000 Model 94s had been turned out. And as early as 1927, it became the first sporting rifle to pass the 1 million production mark. This year, the 94 celebrates its 130th anniversary, having sold well over 7 million copies to date. Among its many followers were famed cowboy detective Charlie A. Siringo and the Texas Rangers, including young Ranger Frank Hammer, who later put an end to the killing spree of Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow. The notorious cowboy regulator, Tom Horn, is said to have used a 30-30 caliber 1894 model while working as an assassin for a group of Wyoming cattlemen. In this fast-paced and ever-changing world, Winchester's Model 94 is one of those guns that has seen little change from its late 19th century beginnings. Perhaps the biggest change was the transition of the original 1894's top eject system for fired shells to the angle eject of the more modern Model 94s, as well as the addition of a tang-mounted safety on guns manufactured from 2006 to the present. Generally looking and handling like it did when first introduced, the old 94 is still a popular choice with hunters, and in this writer's mind, that's proof positive of a True West classic. Best Gun Leather Artisan, Mernickel Holsters, Pampa, Texas. Founded in the 1970s by Bob Mernickel, the Texas-based Gun Leather Company is one of the most respected gun holster companies in the world. Today, U.S. Army veteran Cliff Powers and his family own the firearm leather accessory firm. Mernickel's products are highly regarded by the Single Action Shooting Society, as well as the Cowboy Fast Draw Association. The company is also well known for its concealed carry holsters and buscaderos. For Western film fans, they also have a line of Hollywood-style holster sets, including the Wild Bunch series. Online, mernickelholsters.com. Reader's Choice, Tie, John Bianchi Gun Leather and Old West Reproductions. Best Firearm Engraver, Jim Downey, the Gun Engraver. For 40 years, Jim Downing has built an international reputation for excellence in handwork with his Graver Meistel tour on metal blades and firearm metals from his shop in the Commercial Street National Historic District of Springfield, Missouri. Downing's philosophy of artisanship defines the excellence of the artisan's work. The art of gun engraving will take a lifetime to master, but I have time, patience, and perseverance, and look forward to being an old-timer among this very elite group of artisans. While he's mastered a variety of styles, his forte is that of the late 19th century, recreating the looks of yesteryear. Online, thegunengraver.com. Reader's Choice, Altamont Company. Best Cowboy Action Pistol, Taylor's Smoke Wagon. Taylor's and Company's exclusive second-generation Stagecoach-style single-action revolver, the Smoke Wagon, has a blue finish with a case-hardened frame and a thin, richly detailed, checkered grip for comfort and improved aim. The Smoke Wagon is an exclusive trademarked sidearm of the Winchester, Virginia Firearm Company. The deluxe Smoke Wagon includes custom tuning, a custom hammer and base pin springs, a trigger pull set at 3 pounds, jig cut, positive angles on all triggers, and sears for crisp, reliable action, and a wire bolt spring. Online, taylorsfirearms.com. Reader's Choice, Colt Single Action Army. Best Cowboy Action Rifle, Cimarron 1873 U.S. Marshall Carbine. The U.S. Marshall IT Indian Territory Carbine is a very accurate copy of an 1873 carbine that Judge Isaac Parker gave to one of his serving U.S. Marshals in 1880. While the stock is shortened slightly and the barrel reduced by 2 inches from the original, the 1873 U.S. Marshall IT carbine is made exclusively by A. Uberti of Italy for Cimarron. Customers can choose between a 44 Special or a 45 Colt with an 18-inch barrel, as well as U.S. Marshall markings. Online, Cimarron, Tailors-Firearms.com. Reader's Choice Taylor's 1873 Rifle. Best Action Shotgun, EMF Company, Hartford, S-by-S Shotgun. This Old West 12-gauge scattergun looks like it's ready to hand up to the stagecoach's shotgun guard with its classic external side hammers, pistol grip stock, 20-inch twin blued barrels, and schnabel forend. Lightweight and easy to swing onto targets, it's a working smoothbore for cowboy action shooters. Online, emf-company.com. Reader's Choice, Cimarron Doc Holliday Double Barrel Shotgun. Best Single Shot Rifle, Shiloh Sharps 1874 Long Range Express. The Sharps was the first choice of the old-time buffalo hunters on the frontier. And Shiloh Sharps continues that tradition of top-quality arms. Like all of Shiloh's guns, the 1874 Long Range Express can be custom-ordered with many choices available to meet the particulars of each owner's specifications, including caliber, barrel length, sights, wood, and metal finishes. Online, ShilohRifle.com. Reader's Choice Cimarron Deluxe Model 1885 High Wall Sporting Rifle. Best Commemorative Rifle, 150th Anniversary 1873 Rifle, Uberti, USA, Accokeek, Maryland. Uberti pays tribute to the gun that won the West with this special commemorative 150th Anniversary Rifle. Each rifle is offered in the handy 20-inch version with a sturdy all-steel frame. Customers can choose between 45 LC and 357 Magnum 38 special chamberings, all are adorned with an original 19th century engraving. Online, uberti-usa.com. Reader's Choice, Henry Texas Rangers Bicentennial Tribute Edition. Best Firearm Kit, the Hawken Shop Hawken Rifle Kit. For the third year in a row, True West editors honor the Hawken Shop's Hawken Rifle Kit as best in the West. Invented in St. Louis, Missouri, two centuries ago, the Hawkins was the favorite of mountain men Jedediah Smith, Kit Carson, Jim Bridger, and others. Craft your own rifle from the Hawken Shop's Hawken Kit. It's 95% finished and requires minimal hand tools and patience for the final fitting. Online, the HawkenShop.com. Reader's Choice, Dixie Gunworks Pieta 1851 Navy Brass Frame Revolver Kit.
Thank you for joining us for the Western Magazine Hour. Stories and articles about the American West. Your narrator has been Jack. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.